From the way I really look at it, it is a time that we should now find a lasting solution to this issue of power cuts. We are really trying to put our heads together and also get to engage the government and hear what plans they have in store. My proposal really would be it is time that we should now take real action in combating some of these issues. And practical way would be to look at one issue at a time. Let's say we declared 2014 as a year of really looking at dealing with energy challenges, because energy is key to the running of any industry. And in Zimbabwe, in Bulawayo in particular, we hinge on power for basically everything that needs to take place in the industry. So it has really affected production per se.
We understand that more and more companies are scaling down operations because of this electricity problem. Could we see some companies going so far as shutting down?
That much we are still yet to find out whether they are really going to be companies that are going to close shop because of this problem. But what I can basically highlight is it is a key challenge that needs to be tackled as a matter of urgency. Because right now, it is time that the problem is dealt with promptly. And the Minister of Energy, Power and Development, last week, he even did a tour of the Wange Power Station. He assured the nation that the excessive load shedding that is being experienced by industry and consumers was going to be dealt with. It was going to lessen following the acquisition of spare parts that would be used in the restoration of the country's two major power stations. So we are really optimistic that the government is going to deal with this issue of power cuts is top priority.